Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this case, it's you got away with it. Two Cornell University students sparked a campus controversy after they lawfully hunted a black bear, then brought its remains back to their dorm to skin and butcher it.
Yeah.
The incident did prompt a police report and an official inquiry over the weekend. University officials say it was legal under state regulations. The undergrad students found to have cut up the 120-pound bear inside a campus residence hall on Saturday. They hold valid New York State hunting license. Mm-hmm. They were not found to have violated any state laws or any rules, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Cornell did determine the students also stayed within the boundaries of the student code of conduct.
There you go.
Which does not appear to address animal carcass transportation and processing or the storage of raw meat. The outlet noted a photo of the dorm shared on social media showed the remains of a small, apparently young bear laid out on a table. The image apparently kind of struck a nerve at the university, whose unofficial mascot is a bear known as Touchdown.
Oh.
Quotes, no one has seen Touchdown lately, one student joked.
Oh. Yeah. Did they have a real bear?
Yeah,
Touchdown?
Or
is it like a mascot?
No, I think it's just a mascot.
Hopefully.
I mean, I don't know. It'd
been funny if they were like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We shot Touchdown.
I mean, that's not... Typically, you do not see bears in captivity. I mean,
well,
do you?
Yeah.
I mean, like the National Zoo. Do they have a bear?
Well, they got panda bears.
Well, I know that.
But that's got to
be bears.
Well, look, man, bears can climb up trees. They can climb walls.
I'm sure there's a few places that have them in captivity. You don't see them much, you're right, as like a college mascot.
Right.
But I feel like bears and chimpanzees, as far as the movie world goes, outside of dogs and all that, they'll use real bears and real chimpanzees for a movie.
Right.
Whether the bear's supposed to be angry at you or if it's your buddy. But like, I'm one of those people. Look, I'm not an actor, but if I were, just the two things. Like, will you do a nude scene? Sure, man, whatever. Will you work alongside of a chimpanzee? No. Will you work alongside of a bear? No, I will not.
Like bears, bison. Just seems like there's a lot of animals that you don't get in a zoo. Anyway. Our question, what did you get caught doing or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-RUN.
I don't know. If it was a big movie and they were like, you got to work with a bear, I'd be like, all right. Is he trained?
Okay, you can say he's trained, all right? I get that. They're not going to put you out there with a wild bear. But there was an old movie with Christ, Leslie Nielsen. This came out like in the 70s. But suddenly they're lost in the woods. He's one of the last people to survive. And as they're going to make their final escape, this bear that's kind of been hunting them down shows up, and it's a grizzly bear, and it's a trained grizzly bear. But in the scene, Leslie Nielsen has to go run toward it and basically start throwing body punches. And that's the last we see of him. Obviously, he sacrifices himself for his friends, but I just thought, like, all right, this is a real bear, and I understand what the scene is, and I'm going to throw some body blows to this thing, which obviously does nothing to the bear, but, like, does the bear know that I'm joking? You could say it's trained.
It depends.
But the bear still sees me being aggressive.
Didn't we have a caller who called up and said he wrestled a bear somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that guy,
some
used to take that bear around and you could wrestle.
Yeah.
But I think he was like...
Declawed or something.
And they were like
muzzled. I mean, short and muzzled, right?
Or something. Like, the bear, I don't think, was all there.
Right.
What do you mean?
Physically.
Like, not put him under, but trank him or...
Huh.
You slow him down, you remove claws. Because again, my thought is like, does the bear know that I'm acting? Because if it doesn't, and it just sees me punching him. Because it's not like the bear does a run through on the screen.
When the bear gets in the ring, does he know game on?
That's what I mean.
Probably so.
I come charging at this bear, I just expect the bear to act like a bear. So even if it say it's trained, I'm just not convinced.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, guys. Oh, my God, not sober.
Really?
Oh, I'm shocked. Come on.
Don't
say.
You're kidding.
Man.
So how long do we dump you?
Long story short, in high school, I was having sex with my high school boyfriend. I lived in a very small Midwest conservative town. He was Catholic. I was, quote unquote, born again Christian.
Oh.
But we wanted to bang.
Yeah.
So
what are you, Ricky Martin?
There wasn't a lot of places, so we went to the cemetery to have sex. There was only one cemetery in our small town. And the cops caught us.
The cops caught you.
And they shone spotlights in my boyfriend's little car that we were having sex in.
Okay, you were in the car. All you were not physically on the grounds, like next to a tombstone.
No. It's clothes on, but not me.
Well, why do you
think
that?
Yeah, because they don't want to see that.
Yeah.
They want to see the dead leg.
That's what they said. I'm not even lying.
Oh, sure. Hey, look, man, just be honest. People understand honesty.
Yeah, we want to see her.
You put your pants on, dude.
Right.
I don't want to see her.
Come on, man. They first had me put on something below the waist. They said put on something below the waist, and then they said put on something above the waist.
That's called getting dressed.
Most cops would just say get dressed.
Correct.
This
Correct.
Tells me these guys
put on your right sock. Now put on your left.
Not in Kansas.
Oh, sure they are.
Now put on your pants.
Yeah, slowly though.
Yes. Now turn around. What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
Pro tip: you're better getting out of your car than just having sex in the cemetery.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, if a car is parked in a place the cars aren't normally parked, the cops are going to approach it. It already seems suspicious.
Sure.
Right? I would rather park it a mile away, walk to the cemetery. Most people aren't just walking through the cemetery looking to see if people are having sex. If they see the parked car, they're like, there's someone in there having sex.
Yeah. If you're the only car in a closed place.
At night.
They're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Got years ago, my dog.
I was going to say, and high school kids, the cops aren't dumb.
They're not stupid.
Right? Like, I don't care if you're doing that or going to smoke some weed in that abandoned parking lot. Like, they're going to swing through.
And the thing is, the cops did the same thing when you were their age.
Right.
When they were your age. I mean, it's you're not doing anything new.
Nah, man. Oh, you know, there's nobody there.
There was a huge junkyard that was on a hill, all right? And, I mean, lines of cars. You could go in there, and if you went overnight, you could probably pull the part out you needed without anybody knowing.
Sure.
It was huge. I mean, cars from like the 50s and stuff. We would just go up there and park beside a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you just look like a car in a junkyard. So, I mean, a cop is not going to see that one car and go, oh, those two people are having
Wait
sex in that one.
That's what we made, man. Blend in.
There was
a guy, he was...
I parked right by an old Caterpillar, one of those construction things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right beside it. Just parked there. That's where we had sex.
It's all back in Baltimore, but it's a bunch of cars parallel parked on this one street. It's late at night. I'm taking my dog out for a walk. No big deal. Big-ass shepherd. Never on a leash. Sweet dog. And, you know, he was popping his ears up, and he's staring in the direction of the parked cars. I'm not really giving it a thought because dogs hear everything. But as we're walking by, there's one yellow cab parked there. And the dog immediately beelines for the yellow cab, and he's at the passenger side door and gets up on his hind legs. This is a big dog. And he's just staring in the window. But again, it's a night. I can't see anything, and he's maybe 30 feet in front of me. Then the car kind of wiggles a little bit. I hear this guy screaming, and when I get up there, it's this dude effing dog. But yeah, man, it's my dog. Get your goddamn dog away from the cab. I'm like, what's going on? And as I go to grab my dog, I realize there's a chick face down in his lap. I'm like, oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my bad, man. I didn't realize you were getting hooked up. I mean, I honestly would not have known,
Good for
but
you.
My dog's just like, I hear and smell something.
I remember when I was
Let
a teenager.
Me go see.
I was I worked as a dishwasher down there in Enumclaw, and I got done with my shift one time. My girlfriend at the time, she and I both went back to my truck and had a little makeout session. Nothing all that bad, but I do remember getting on the window from one of the guys that I worked in the kitchen with, and he was all making fun of me the entire time.
Yeah.
My truck was parked right outside the doggone building, dude. I was too stupid to realize, like, go away.
Hey, but at least it's a coworker. Like, come on, man.
Dishes are piling up in there.
They are.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.